The phone rings for only a second, then static crackles on the other end of the line.
Touchdown?
Their father's voice is too light, like he's on the brink of laughter. This is how he's always been, like everything amuses him. Their mother's funeral was the most somber Beck ever saw him, and even then, he was the most content person in the room. Beck swallows and tries her best not to resent him for it.
Just landed a few minutes ago, Beck says. LAX is crazy. We can't talk much. Gabby's grandma will be here to pick us up in a second.
Nice, nice, nice.
Their father clears his throat.
Well, I won't keep you. Put your sister on the phone.
Riley looks at Beck with the kind of eyes a deer makes seconds before it's roadkill. Beck slides the phone onto Riley's palm and mouths,
Just be cool.
Hey, Dad, Riley says.
And Beck thinks whatever higher power exists that they aren't on a video call. Riley's put-on smile is skewed, so happy she looks manic. Lying to their father might be part of the assignment, but it's clear how deeply Riley hates it.
How's Julie?
A pause.
She's watching the new Bachelor episode. Okay, yeah. She wants to know if you already saw it.
Not yet.
Beck cuts in before Riley can fumble her way through another answer. Riley sinks back in her seat, relieved.
We'll catch up when we get to the house.
Tell Julie no spoilers.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, Dad, that's Gabby's grandma pulling up, Beck says.
She waits a moment, then says,
We gotta go, but we'll call you later.
All right. Love you, girls.
Love you too,
Beck says, while Riley gives a half-hearted,
Bye.